Four Sundays of Advent each carry a theme: hope, peace, joy, and love. All of the emotions, sentiments, gifts, and in some way, I guess, imperatives that the life among us in the wake of the birth of Jesus brings us forward. And in light of this being the Sunday of hope, I want to read from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we've been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Born anew to a living hope. Beneath that idea of living hope, I think, is the distinction that I actually made a couple of weeks ago, sort of briefly and in the middle of these comments, the difference between wishing and hoping. We all wish for good things for Christmas. We've probably got a list. I know I do. And yet, we won't get everything on the list, and our wishes don't always come true. There's a sort of if-only quality to a wish, as distinct from the even-if character of hope. Even if we don't get everything on our Christmas list, even if the year brings what it does, good things and bad, we have hope anyway, because hope lives. Well, I want to talk about how that works itself out. Hope lives. A lot of things happened while we were away, up with our family. We were in the Midwest making the rounds. If it's Tuesday, this must be Peoria. And anyway, we are looking forward to new life in our family. My niece and her husband will welcome their firstborn and secondborn, as it turns out, on the same day, late February, early March. And, you know, she is just all aglow of it, you know. And there's no guarantee about this. I mean, this is now the start of the third trimester, and we are now rather fervently praying that, you know, she brings him in safe. And while the odds of that are extraordinarily high, it's not lost on us that, you know, the odds of something going wrong are not zero. And in fact, in another component or portion of our family this last year, while everything was going well, until it didn't, you know, with the impending birth. So complacency is off the table. But what's on the table more than anything else is mystery. What will this be? Well, it's not a mystery. They're having one of each, so that ultrasound has erased the mystery of that part. But, you know, every life is an open book, an unwritten story, and good things will happen and bad things will happen. But even if we don't know how it's going to work out, because we can't, we live with hope in the mystery and majesty of new life. When we were in another part of the Midwest, we were with five grandkids at the same time, and we took a picture, and one of them miraculously actually turned out all right. And I sent the picture to my sister, who's my niece's mom, and I just sent it without comment, and she sent a picture of Laura sideways and said, here's mine. And I said, yours are quieter. And she wrote back and said, depends on who you ask. Kicking away. There's enormous hope in the mystery of the untold story of these two lives and the lives that they've already touched. So hope lives in the mystery of life yet to be. On the other side of the coin, one of the other things that I got to do, and it was extremely poignant, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity, my brother-in-law worked out a visit for me and Jeannie to the home that my grandmother had when I was a very small child. She lived there when I was born and lived there until I was 9 or 10, something like that. And it's an upstairs apartment. It's a very small thing. And it's a place where, if I were to sort of list them, I would put among my fondest memories as a child happened in this place. And, you know, it's a place where you go up this long stairway up the front from the street, turn into a little, you know, sort of an anteroom, and then come into the apartment, and if it's Christmas Eve, you turn to the right, and there's this beautiful white-flocked Christmas tree on a coffee table standing about that high. And it's one of my earliest and fondest memories of, oh, it's Christmas. Well, this apartment, the whole building now, is owned by a single guy about my age, And we went up the long stairs and into that same door and turned to the right, and where the Christmas tree was today is a panhead Harley Davidson. You cannot make this stuff up. He had to pop the clutch, go and get that thing up the stairs. I had no idea. The stairs are like this. Anyway, I'm going, you know what? That works. You know, of all the things, you know, the legacy, my grandmother would have loved it, you know. And, you know, in that same apartment, there's the place on the floor where my Grandpa Lloyd and I played marbles. I have a picture of it on the floor right there. And I also have a picture of the place in the one bedroom of the apartment where his life ended when I was 7. And I used to kind of look after him, you know. And all this stuff, all these memories, I guess, are the legacy of what I have to live within me, honoring these two people that I love very dearly, one for a relatively short time, one for quite a while, actually. In fact, my grandma sent me a card, a graduation card, when I was about halfway through grad school. I'd made the master's degree portion of it, was going to go on. And she said in the card, so glad you've got this master's degree, and I won't be able to make the commencement. I'm not feeling all that well, just not strong enough. And I thought, well, that's cool. And she only lived another month, you know. So I put the card in my glove compartment of the car, and that was 10 cars ago, and it's still there. You know, I counted them up 10 cars ago. And, you know, every time I think about any of that, especially now with the memory of this place that I have had sort of reawakened, I live, well, hope lives, you know, in the legacy of the person without whom I would be somebody very, very different in terms of how I look at the world and how I care about other people and how I enjoy, you know, the things that I enjoy. And so regardless of the fact that she's not here and has been gone for quite a while, and regardless of the fact that the grandpa that I remember most fondly only lived until I was 7, the legacy of those emotions is where hope lives. So hope lives in the mystery of life to be, in the legacy of life well lived, and it also lives in between. It also lives in between. You see, we're all on a journey between mystery and legacy. And sadly, I guess, it's a one-way street, you know. And all of the things that we experience encompass a variety of emotions and outcomes that sometimes you kind of have to search for where the hope is. The first Sunday in Advent is liturgically New Year's Day in the church. Fine by me that New Year's Day comes a month early than the other calendar, because the rearview mirror is a really good place for 2016 to be in our family, you know? And I know I'm not the only one who feels that way in this room, and I'm not the only one that's ever felt that way in the retrospect of a year. And if you haven't lately, well, your turn will come. You'll have one of those years, and certainly this was our year for that. But I still would contend that because we are each day born anew to a living hope, that hope lives regardless of, you know, how grateful or how horrified we have been by the things we've experienced in the last year, because there's an even-if quality to every day, not just the even-if she's gone or even-if we don't know what will happen to these twins. I gave a retirement speech for my mentor from my PhD program, and I told everybody that was there that the reason I'm so grateful for him is that as a teacher, he got more out of me than I thought I had in me. That's good teaching. Well, by extension, when you're really in it, when you've had one of those years, you know you have a Savior, you know you have a Lord, you know you have a loving God, when you find you have more in you than you thought you had. And we in our house have learned this year, the hard way, that we have more courage to face what we knew early on. We have more forbearance, she especially, to get through it. And at the end of the day, we have way more empathy, which are priceless gifts. Courage, forbearance, and empathy. And the only way you get them is to have them come essentially at great cost. So hope lives in the consistency of God's presence through the granting of gifts that come out of you that you didn't even know you had. Hope lives in mystery, legacy, and the surprising consistency of courage, forbearance, and empathy. Well, there's a dual focus to Advent. I learned this in seminary, and we don't talk about it very much, but it's important to know that we're not just looking forward and counting down 4 weeks to Christmas 2016. That's a metaphor for counting into the future or waiting for and anticipating the second coming of Christ. It's called the eschaton. And nobody knows how far off that is. Could be tomorrow. Not likely. And hope lives in the anticipation of eternity, in what we don't know and what we can't know, paradoxically. The more we know about the creation and the universe, the more mysterious it becomes, the more we know we can't know. I remember as a child, and I've probably mentioned this a million times because it's so important to me and so amazing when I learned it, the notion of what a light year was, that it's not a unit of time, it's a unit of distance. And that when we, even when we look at the sun, we're looking at what happened about 10 minutes ago, because it takes light that long to get here. It's at 186,000 miles a second, so it's stunning. Closest star, see that, 4 years ago. We don't know if it's even there anymore. We can't know. We can't know. Not to mention the way beyond all the rest of it. Could be that God's just getting started, you know. And I think hope lives finally in the idea that there is an ongoing mystery that a couple of twins on the way is just a metaphor for. And there is great strength to be drawn in the legacy of what's gone before, because every day we experience it anew. But you ain't seen the tenth of it yet. And that's where hope lives eternally. Amen.